Chris and Kieran
on 2FM.
Kieran and I are actually having a heated debate over. You see.
No, Chris.
No, what annoys you is that.
This is something you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get you out of the tracks and bottoms now for at least 2 months.
What annoys you is that it's now even easier.
You see.
You just want to see me in discomfort.
It's like you find these things especially to aggravate me.
No.
It's like if you spend more energy, Chris, going out and buying clothes than actually finding articles on the internet about being lazy about what you wear.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm telling you, you would be Brad Pitt.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, Kira, that's Natasha Bedingfield, by the way, with these words.
And I really like that song.
Me too. Also, this clip has found its way into the system. I am fully erect.
Oh, yeah. God. Do you know what? I'm actually delighted that's in the system.
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I have proof.
Of sexual harassment?
Yes.
Well, look here, I have lots of proof of you sexually harassing me with this kind of stuff.
Okay, there it is again. Okay, do you know what, Chris? No. Okay.
Well, I'm fully erect. All right, Chris. Enough about you being fully erect, Chris. We don't have time for that this evening.
No, we don't.
No? All right, we don't. By the way, now it's time that I told you about this, okay? Excuse me, Kira and I were kind of finishing. It's like you just walked in there and me and the wife were having an argument about this thing. And now we have to be sound to you because you're here. And you're kind of an awkward guest. It's now like, the lads, I can come back later if you want. We're like, no, sit down. But this, seriously, this is amazing. This is the best idea. This is honestly one of the best ideas I have ever seen.
This is so lazy. This is doing absolutely nothing for fashion. This is doing nothing for men.
It's doing everything for men. Oh my God, it's doing everything for fashion. It's
for men like you.
Yes, for lazy slobs like me. For lazy, uncouth bags of manure like me. It is doing everything. Oh, this is amazing. Let me tell you, lads, listen to this. I mean, let me explain something to you right now as well, actually. Right now, I am in a pair of sneakers. I'm in black baggy sweatpants. And I am in a top. I'm in like a t-shirt. And the reason I am in that, by the way, I look ridiculous. I look like, you know, I have come in here after the gym. By the way, I'm fully showered. I'm very clean, but I'm just wearing really comfortable, some would say crap clothes. And the reason I am doing that is because, well, I hit the nail on the head with that description of them. They are comfortable. They are so comfortable. I feel like I'm nude now. Do you know what I mean? It is so comfortable. It's so freeing. And you know what? You're right. It's not the most fashionable, but that is why I come to work like this. And that is why I come to work dressed like this. Because look, it's radio. And let's be realistic. I'm not here because of my looks anyway. Do you know what I mean? I'm not Craig Doyle in here. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think I got here somehow because of my striking good looks. So I really don't think it matters what I look like. Do you know what I'm saying? And there is an invention that, wowee, this is going to change my life once it gets funding. There's a guy in San Francisco. I must get on to our friend of the show, Jameson, actually, because I know he lives in San Francisco and I know this guy is selling these locally at the moment. He's not selling them online yet because he hasn't moved his production big enough yet because he's looking for funding. There is a man in San Francisco by the name of Jesse Herzog and he has created a thing called the Suitsie. Now, what is the Suitsie?
No.
Let me tell you what the Suitsie is. It is a suit and it looks good, Kira. You have to say he looks good in those videos. Like in that video, he looks well. I'm just showing Kira. This isn't really an aural thing.
Nope.
Doesn't he look good?
Nope.
He does? Like that looks like a good suit.
Nope.
He's got the shirt on underneath. It's a full suit, by the way. So it's the suit trousers, it's the shirt, and then it's the jacket over it. It looks really good, but it's a onesie.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a suit. That's a onesie. And it doesn't look like a joke suit. Like, it doesn't look like a Halloween party suit. It's a proper looking three-piece suit. And my God, it's a onesie. If this is not the best idea that I have ever seen, I don't know what is. This is better than the automobile. This is better than the invention of the car. This is a onesie. We all know what onesies are. They're the most comfortable things on the planet. This is a onesie that is a suit.
Okay, Chris, I have a onesie.
If it was a suit.
No, I have a Superman onesie, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to walk down the street or come into work in my Superman onesie.
No, because onesies, that's because it
no,
looks
no,
like
you,
a
no,
Superman
listen to
onesie.
Me. No, you listen to me.
Okay.
Onesies are for staying at home in the wintertime and putting down a fire and reading a book or watching Netflix or watching something on your laptop or watching television or The Late Late Show or whatever the hell you want in your onesie. You are not to wear a onesie outside. The only time, Chris, it is acceptable to wear a onesie outside is if you're wearing a cow onesie to a Halloween party. Okay?
But what if it looked like a suit?
No, Chris, no.
But it looks like a suit. Is it acceptable to wear a suit outside?
It's acceptable to wear a suit.
Yeah.
I like nothing more than to see a man in a suit. It's so sexy. It's so masculine.
Look at him.
It's so fashionable. No, Chris, that's a man in a onesie.
No, it's a man in a suit.
It's a man in a onesie, Chris. It's lazy.
It looks like
it's
a suit to me.
It's goddamn lazy.
Does it not look like a suit to you?
Like, what is wrong with you that you cannot go out and buy the pants jacket, the pants and the shirts to go in with it?
They're uncomfortable. They are. They're a lot of work.
Chris,
you know,
men all over the world for generations and generations have been able to put together the attire that involves a jacket, a shirt, a pair of trousers and a pair of shoes and a pair of socks.
I don't know how they
been
do
doing it,
it
since know. The famine, Chris.
They have. And
even,
you know what?
Even when the country was at its darkest time with all those potatoes going missing and all the rest.
Yeah.
People still dressed well, Chris. People still had that sense of self. People still had that dignity and that self-respect to actually look presentable. To be happy with themselves.
I get you. And they were going to like soup kitchens
and stuff.
Fast
forward to 2014 and we've got a man who's invented the suitsie. I mean,
isn't it the best invention ever?
I'm not Coco Chanel right here.
Yep.
But that is a disgrace. And that is lazy.
Joan Rivers over there giving out about my fashion choices.
Olive on Twitter has said, keep your onesie at home, Chris.
Olive, you don't understand. It looks like a suit.
Is there men out there that would actually wear this suit onesie? 51552. Seriously.
By the
51552.
JJ's just after tweeting the link to, like, it's on the official RTE2FM account and there's a picture of the suitsie and what it looks like. Here, he looks well. He looks like a man in a suit. There's even a real belt on it.
But it's not a suit. It's a suitsie.
Yeah, well. Yeah, Michael on Twitter says, what's wrong with that? It looks like a suit, but now it's quicker to put on. No problem at all.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
This is amazing. I think actually we're going to have to get this guy on the show.
No,
I mean
Chris, this is what I'm thinking right now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, people don't talk to each other anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? People text each other. People don't communicate with each other anymore.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Okay. You can go online and you can buy clothes on the internet. So you don't have to go into a shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So all these developments and technology have helped distance us, okay, from people.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
All right. No, it's got its disadvantages.
Okay.
This, like, I've come to terms with the change in everything.
Okay.
But this is ridiculous, Chris. This to me is like girls that go down to the shop in their pajamas.
Oh, I'll be coming in here in my suitsie. I even call it, I admit, this. The name suitsie isn't particularly masculine.
Hello, I'm wearing my suitsie today.
I'll agree. The name is a little juvenile and a little childish. But everything else, baby, is all good.
I would actually, do you know how I feel right now?
Yeah.
I would actually say to you.
What?
Chris, bring back your leather jacket. All is forgiven.
Wow. That's how opposed you are to the suitsie.
Yeah, because it would only be you that would find something like this.
Yes.
It would only be you that would go out of your way to find something where all you have to do is get out of bed in the morning and zip up a suitsie.
Isn't it amazing?
No, it's not amazing.
Oh, it's so good. It's a brilliant invention. Thank you. Honestly, actually, I have been in contact with the people, the powers that be here behind the scenes on the show. And I think, Kira, we might be able to get him on next week. That's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to have this man on. And to be honest, I am going to give him Aircom's Person of the Year.
Do you know what? Crown has tweeted and say,
Crown, you better be on my side.
I said, I think it looks like a suit. If people want to wear that, then go ahead. I don't care.
Oh.
It may look like a suit, but people will pretty much just, okay, how would you feel as a man walking into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, and you need to go to the toilet. And you walk in and you look like you're dressed in a suit, but then you have to zip it all the way down to get your lad out to pee in the urinal. And all the other men in the office are like, oh my God, you're wearing a onesie.
No, what I'd have to do is I'd have to go into a cubicle and like take my onesie off. I would. Because imagine if I wanted to do a number two, I'd have to literally take the whole onesie off and then hang it up on the door. Yeah, this isn't so good.
You haven't thought it through.
No. It's still a good idea. It's still a good idea. We'll have the man himself on next week. Okay? We'll get in contact with his people. And maybe he'll even give me... Imagine if he gave me a suitsie.
No, Chris.
As promo.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, me and JJ need suitsies.
Somebody says, I would definitely wear a suitsie. Best idea ever.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be suitsied and bootsied.
Sorry,
it'll be
Kira. I've got to say, it's a very convincing looking suit.
Matthew in Cork says, Kira, I am loving that rant of yours. Totally agree with you. It's a crap idea.
Thank you, Matthew.
Someone says, I might not like what you're wearing, but I will defend your right to whatever to wear whatever you want. Well, thank you. Very noble cause of you there. All right, look, we'll get to a few more of your texts, but basically, I have discovered what is possibly the best invention ever. It is a onesie. We all know what onesies are, but it's a onesie that's designed to look exactly like a three-piece suit. And I mean, it looks exactly like a three-piece suit. So I am very much looking forward to it. Okay? I am going to put this on and I'm going to be beautiful in my suitsie. Chris and Kira on 2FM.